Welcome to day 23 of the Digital Advent Wreath. Today we are continuing to reflect on love in this Advent season. Before we begin today's meditation, take a moment to find a place where you're comfortable and free from distractions. Holy Spirit, we ask that you guide our hearts, our minds, and our imaginations as we meditate on today's scripture passage. Our passage today is a little longer than usual. It's from Luke 1, verses 67 through 69, and it's the words that Zechariah is filled with by the Holy Spirit after his tongue is loosed after being silenced for 9 months before the birth of his son, John the Baptist. So as I read through this passage for the first time, pay close attention to any words, phrases, or images that stand out to you. When I'm done reading the passage, there will be a few moments of silence to allow you to reflect on what the Spirit may be saying to you today. And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Come, Holy Spirit." Due to the length of today's passage, we will hear it one more time. As we hear it again, allow any words or phrases or images to connect with you personally. Which words or phrases resonate with your heart, your season of life, or a particular situation you are facing, particularly where you are longing for the love of God? After I finish reading this passage, pray through the following questions. What do I need to know, be, or do in light of this passage? What does this mean for my life today? Don't flee from this moment. Sit quietly before God and reflect on His word. And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham to grant us, that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the scriptures. Holy Spirit, thank you for guiding us in this time. Help us to carry the love of Jesus with us today. Amen.